can regale you all with the story of me getting fired for cause the other day.
Let's hear it.
I don't know. You want to hear it?
No one has been fired more than you besides me when I started working in food service when I first moved to the city because I stank so bad and sucked so bad. Now, I assume getting fired is more common in your line of work for less egregious causes, yeah. But let's hear this story.
Well, these fuckers didn't even have the fucking courage when my business agent showed up to try to get me my job back to tell him that they fired me for cause. They had to pussy out. I'm sorry to use that term, but they pussied out and they said, oh yeah, we just slowed down. That's why we got rid of him. No, you got rid of me because 2 days in a row, the fucking dipshit Scottish super busted into the fucking shanty and started yelling at me like I'm a fucking child. And I yelled back at him, and I yelled back at him twice in a row. Like the first time, I guess the guy didn't get the fucking message. And the second time, he backs down and then he fucking gives me a layoff check. Fuck you, you fucking coward.
All right. So we're talking about insubordination here.
Insubordination.
All right.
Absolutely.
So that is pretty similar to a lot of why I was getting fired.
Like bog standard insubordinate activity on the job, and they fucking shit canned me. And I'm not surprised, you know, they were justified.
So is Nikki and the crew, are they going to stand up for you? Are they going to demand your job back? Or at least will you get some documentation that you were fired for a reason other than a slowdown so you can get unemployment?
No, I mean, they let me go. They said that things were slowing down, which means I can get unemployment.
Okay, so that's good.
It's so busy right now that I don't plan on being off work for a while. I think I'm going to take the week off to podcast or whatever, but
the LA.
Point is go to LA. Yeah, you're going to LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I mean, I could go. It's a little last minute considering you're leaving, what, tomorrow? That would have been a good opportunity. If only I'd known I'd be fired for insubordination before this week.
Check out JetBlue. Sorry to hear about that. You seem pretty mad. But I think you'll.
I think it's great. I'm really happy with it. I'm glad that.
So congratulations! You sound very happy.
And it gave me the opportunity to not only watch Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein last night, but also to be able to podcast with you today.
Excellent. I'm glad you. I'm glad you recommended it because I was, you know, unclear about when it was in theaters, when it was on Netflix, and then you mentioned it, and I saw, oh, it's on Netflix right now. I can hit someone up for a password and watch it right now, and I did. And it was great.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I had seen some people post about it and say it's too long or make a joke about Jacob El-Rodi or whatever, but it was really good.
It was fucking, I thought it was tremendous, and, when I was setting up, when Rax and I were setting up our viewing schedule, because there's all these movies that are coming out, I was actually more excited to see Begonia than I was to see Frankenstein. I don't know about you, but you know, one of my takes from this movie is that because of woke, they've suppressed like the real Frankenstein. Not because of woke, but because of like capitalist ideology. Like Frankenstein, the true gothic, like pre-Victorian story. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is Kenneth, too powerful.
Or Kenneth Branagh's Mary Shelley's Frankenstein with Robert De Niro as Frankenstein.
Have you seen that?
I think I have. I know what it looks like.
Okay.
But yeah, that was supposedly very close to the book. And I think...
Closer than this was.
I think these are... Actually, both of these are very close to the book with like... significant alterations. I don't know which one is. I'd have to rewatch the Kenneth Branagh, but this was very close to the book in a lot of really great ways, and also had a little bit of elements from the 31 Boris Karloff movie. Like, you know, at moments I'm like, that doesn't look like Frankenstein. What the fuck is that thing? And then, you know, towards the end, he starts looking a little bit like the Frank we know and love from serial and cartoons and such.
By the end, he starts to look like Brian Eno. He looks like so fucking cool, dude. You just want to like kind of hang out with them, you know.
That's not what Brian Eno looks like, is it?
No, at the very end when he's when the creature and this, as usual, guys, and we've been on a fucking roll with films. This is gonna be spoiler heavy, as though.
Yeah, but it's Frankenstein, so.
That's part of, all right, sidebar. Well, let's sidebar my Brian Eno comment, and we could talk about that later. But more germane, I think, to the beginning of our discussion is that this is, because I didn't see the Kenneth Branagh now that I just looked up, came out in the 90s. This is the first time me, as like an adult thinking human being, has encountered the entire Mary Shelley's Frankenstein story in all of its glory. Like, I don't know. I wrote a whole essay about shit.
Hold up. You're talking about like glam era Brian Eno.
I'm talking, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
can I just Google image search it? Because I was like, what is he talking? And now I see it. Now I see what you're talking about, and you're correct.
He's got like long stringy hair.
I know what he looks like now. Yeah. I see it now.
So I'm not off base. But part of that is like, he looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool.
There's a little bit, you know, you said this was anti-woke or whatever, or not woke, but he looks a little bit queer at the end, which I think plays into the general themes of abjection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say that this is woke or anti-woke. I think the 18 teens defy. We'd have to like impose all sorts of categories that I don't think 200 years ago they could have even imagined woke or anti-woke for that matter, which is what's so refreshing about this movie. That's kind of what I like.
I'm going to impose the categories, and by the end of this episode, we will decide. We will. There's that site like woke or broke or whatever, where it's like hot or not, but you decide what movies are. Actually, let's see what that movie site says. Or we can reveal it at the end. No, keep talking. Say your bit, and we'll reveal at the end of the episode whether it's woke or broke.